What's up, everybody? My name is Ms. Bahawk. Welcome back to Pod Mahal. Today, I'm going to be diving a little bit into intro and outro music for your podcast. This is something that is pretty important because, and this is something I've experimented with shows that have no intro. I've observed ones that have no music in them, and then I've also played around with ones that do. And what I can tell you from looking at the effects of both, if you're kind of looking to get started, just like get something raw and bare out there, yeah, maybe you don't use intro and outro music and you just get a conversation up there. There are times where that might be necessary and appropriate, you know, for where you're at. But I do think where possible, it is helpful to choose something that represents your personality, your vibe, what you're going to be bringing, you know, on the show. There's something called an audio logo in advertising and marketing. And usually that's like kind of the, you know, when a Coke can, when you open up a Coke can and it's like that, that noise that happens. Or, you know, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you know, whatever one that is. There's all these little logos, Dell, Apple, has its own, right? When you get a phone call or your alarm goes off on an Apple phone, it's just like, it's very noticeable. It's distinct. You're like, okay, that person has an iPhone, right? So the literal definition of it is not so much what I'm kind of concerned with. I'm kind of trying to translate it into this podcasting format for you where you can think like, oh, the concept of an audio logo kind of applies to me as well, even though it might be a little bit longer, right? So what's a good length for your intro and outro? 15 seconds or so or under, 30 seconds. There's people who go way longer. I think this is a preference thing, but a general practice that's good is to keep it on the shorter end. If you have sponsor reads or you have other stuff that you don't have people just get automatically going into skip mode because your intro is really long, right? Let's back up a little bit. The purpose of your intro and outro music is to remember and create this feeling inside of your listeners that associates them with you, right? Over time, there's been people who will tag me on stories or whatever, them listening to the podcast. And it's like, you know, them shaking their head a little bit because they're vibing out to the music. That's something that explicitly people have said. I've also heard people reference like on the podcast, Look Good, Move Well, one of the intros, if you want to be a sexy 80-year-old and you want to throw your kids around like basketballs, then da-da-da-da-da, right? That line was actually in the description, and it was something that was spoken when we recorded the intro. And it's fascinating because I had a client, you know, a year and a half later or so, who referenced in our onboarding consultation that exact line that was like, well, you know, what's my goal? I want to be a sexy 80-year-old and throw my kids, grandkids around like basketballs. You know, like he referenced the exact thing and it gave him something that was like, probably heard it 100 times already, right? Because we had done that many episodes and he had maybe listened to a bunch of them. So that's the benefit that a good intro and outro can have, is it kind of really cements you into the minds of your listeners in a really organic and authentic way. The second thing is getting your message across, right? So in an intro, maybe what you're going to be doing is just saying what your name is, saying, you know, what you're going to be talking about, or not even what you're going to be talking about, maybe, you know, what the show is about or something. And I like to think like, what's your biggest call to action, right? So there are times where for me, like getting people to review, getting people to subscribe, like that stuff feels okay, that's kind of, you know, that's the win. But then there are other times where you're like, oh, I want to drive people to my website. I have this new download. I have a stand-up show coming up that I want to drive people to. So you can plug that into your podcast, right? So a website where that is actually optimized for people to visit and be there is a smart way to go if that's what you have. You can plug the name of your website. You can also link it up in the description. So that way it's like, oh, people are kind of getting this reminder and this impression of another place to go where they can kind of dive deeper into you and your work. The outro, I think, can be a little bit longer. I think the outro has that same concept of, you know, 10 to 15 seconds, but you have room to go a little longer. My theory on this is that if somebody's listening in the car, they're listening, you know, while they're doing chores or whatever it might be, they may not actually exit out once it's done, right? They might let it roll. And how many times has that happened where watching something on Netflix or YouTube, and then before you know it, you're on, you know, some other show has started playing because it was the next in the queue, right? So that happens sometimes in podcasts as well. And I think that if somebody wants to leave and they're like, you know, you say, hey, thanks so much for listening, and they do bounce, that's okay. But for the people that do stay till the end and they get a chance and an opportunity to hear that message again, you know, at this point, maybe it's just, hey, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate you. If you head over to my website or whatever you want to plug at that point. And then obviously you would take these vocal tracks. So you would record an intro and an outro track that are separate. And then you would overlay this on top of the music that you choose. Now, where do you go to get the music? There's so many different places out there that offer free versions and then, you know, inexpensive licenses and things like that. I like audiojungle.net. It has great options. You can choose by the beats per minute. You can choose by genre. And the licenses are pretty inexpensive unless you go with a crazy popular song or something. Like, you can get something probably under $20, you know, under $30, and, you know, have no issues or no worries about it getting pulled down anywhere because of copyright or whatever it might be, right? So once you download that song, you can sample it, you can listen to it. The music is going to be the length that your intro basically is, right? So if your intro happens to be 20 seconds, you go a little over, you might want that music to stretch out and be in the background, but just at a bit of a lower volume, right? So it's kind of, it's like a movie where you're talking, or a trailer, and there's music going on in the background. That is usually a solid way to go. So I hope that was helpful when coming to think about, you know, what type of music should I use? Do I even need music? If you are having trouble and if you need help kind of deciding or choosing or any guidance in general, make sure you leave a comment or hit me up at connect@mizhq.com. My name is Ms. Bahak. I really, really appreciate you watching this. Make sure, or listening, make sure you like and subscribe wherever you're at. Leave a review if you can, if you have the time. That's always helpful and appreciated. But yeah, my name is Ms. Bahak. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you next time.